Folks are going to support Elliot in voiding Poland's orders, and that would void any order that keeps your horse out of the race anyway. But so you got that going on. But then, of course, by the way Al Rose supposedly put this construction thing in anyway, it's bringing up Simon and Shirley. So regardless of who's scheduled with, Simon's coming up in Shirley, and you guys are part of Simon. So, you know, some clarity on this one right away is like
needed. Kevin, if are you able to give me one or two sentences to just state that, that, you know, that I've got something that when I'm talking to Peter, because while I hear and understand what you're saying now, believe me, by the time I get with him, right. I may be fuzzy on some of this stuff. I'm not a lawyer, and, you know, while I understand right from wrong, I don't necessarily understand the game that you guys have created that we have to play.
Right. No, certainly can do that. Absolutely, and I'll do that soon. Like, I'll be within the hour. Because the one thing I'd like you to try to press Bill to get an answer as quickly as possible on is to have Peter... Peter to confirm as quickly as he possibly can that O'Connell really tends to not be there on the 15th, because if he does and he's not having any of his staff show up, I mean, the way I read that thing, it looked like his whole office is out of it. But if that's true, that's scary, because that's about as dirty pool as dirty pool going on there that I can imagine. There's just no other way around that one, you know. Especially when you got them, like, all doing these redacted billings with Alan Rose, but he says President Ted's not valid. So which one is it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. But this could be just one sentence, just three words, O'Connell attending, ? And I'll know what that means, again, so that when I get Peter, and I never know when I call him, if I get him right away or the next day, and, you know, again, I don't want things to come unclear or fuzzy or I forget to ask him something. So just to me, just O'Connell attending with a ?
Support Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot, I thought, and I could be wrong, again, I thought you and Peter and I talked about your motion to throw out all of Poland's orders, and I thought Peter said there was something that wouldn't allow that to happen.
Peter got that wrong. I think he also got wrong that it's not going to be a federal case, but we'll see. He's a pretty smart guy, so I'm waiting to see if the smart guys I hear have... who wins this one.
Peter's reason, Elliot?
For what?
For not joining.
Oh, well, what Peter came back and said, Kevin, was that each order would have to be challenged, et cetera, et cetera. The counter argument to that was already heard out, you know, played before this began, was simply, if it's fraud on the court, as you know, and I know, and the law clearly knows, the orders are voided and the case reset. Peter is trying to say we'd have to hear each and every order to have them voided one by one, which I was ready for, so I'm still ready for that, even if we have to do it, because Candace and I talked about it, the other Candace, before. But so I was ready for that approach. But then it came to fraud on the court invalidates the case, since we're saying that Colin's first and only move was to recuse or was to disqualify himself once he knew he was a material fact witness and the crimes occurred in his court and he couldn't, you know, hear a case like that, you know, without violating quite a few laws. So his only move on the chessboard right from minute go was to do that. So every order, therefore, is void. Meaning it's not like we're saying, oh, the fraud occurred midway through the trial and this document, this order is a fraud and we need to have it overturned and appealed and blah. We're saying the whole case needs to be reset, Bill, due to a thing called...
If Kevin can just give a sentence or two summarizing what you just said, that, and I don't know if there's a Jerry Mahoney case that supports what you're saying, because sometimes...
Yeah, it's in the filing. It's in the filing on colon. The fraud on the court stuff is in the writ. It says why we should void the orders. Read it. I think Peter can read it. It's pretty clear. Even a dummy like me gets that one. I mean, yeah.
Did you give it to Peter?
Yeah. He's got a copy of the all writs that we filed with the Supreme Court.
Can you, a PDF, or was that something that went
Yeah, no, right? He got it. He got served it. He got it 6 ways to Sunday. But so in that, he knows I'm asking for the orders to be voided. He can come in and say what he wants. You could come in and say, we think that, you know, Elliott's fraud on the court may work, may not work. But if so, we think that, you know, these 12 orders at least should be voided. The one making me pay for the estate's insurance counsel should be voided. You know, the ones where I had to do all these things for a basic fraud that was going on.
So look, I mean, I think my basic take on all of that is anything that arose after the time that Colin should have disqualified has to get tossed. So you have to take that back till October 2012. That's what it occurred.
Kevin, just give me, again, one sentence on that, so I'm able to make sure I hit that point.
Yep. I mean, they knew or should have known he had fraud in his court on that date. So, but yeah, I'll make it as succinct as possible, for sure.
Yeah, I don't want to spend a lot of your time, but it helps me make sure that I hit this... You know, all of the issues that we need to hit, and that this slow boat to China finally gets somewhere. I mean, I feel like we're in the middle of the freaking ocean going in circles for 3 years.
Well, you can use a lot of Kevin's time, Bill, because Kevin's a good guy. His billing rates are low, and otherwise he's watching Perry Mason, so...
I'm Columbo.
I could give you his list. It reads like the who's who of TV dramas on crime movies, but they're all good, and they all hit the right spot. In fact, in Barbara Stone's case, Bill, he sends us a link to Rockford Files of where the judge and people are all in on a scam to steal the old lady's estate and keep her in the nursing home, and the DA's involved, and it's Barbara's case.
Well, it's all tied in with bribery to a developer, because they were trying to develop, they're trying to knock one of the old person's homes down. That's why they wanted to get there. They were going to simultaneously knock down their home, take their estate, and build Medicaid all at the same time, so the developer could get what they wanted.
Right, wow.
But he does bring them all down. That's the key point. And, you know, so that's the key to keep in mind here. I do believe these guys are on a last breath. Bill, I want you definitely to be on the right side of everything with us. And, you know, that's why we decided to talk to you about Brian, who, you know, may be Peter's close personal friend. I don't know how Peter got him out to show up at that hearing. I don't get all...
You heard Peter yesterday make some comment. I didn't get much detail of it. That Peter beat the shit out of Brian in some case not long ago, or a year ago, or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if Brian's got a hard on for Peter about that.
No, because Peter wouldn't have brought him into the case under those circumstances. That would be crazy. So I'm sure they're friends, and every once in a while you lose a case to a friend. I mean, I've been around lawyers since I've been born, so, you know, some win, some lose. They don't take it personally. They both got paid.
Yeah.
3 times, Bill. So... If that's, you know, what's really going on. But while they were driving to court, they were talking to their other client. I love that one, Bill. So, you know, we wanted to bring this up with O'Connell because, you know, this is serious. Kevin's just said, and he's from a legal mind, so he doesn't accept anything but fact from me. So, you know, if I can't prove it, it's not said to, through him. I think you heard him say criminal at this point, bordering criminal or something like that. You know, O'Connell's actions at this point are seriously way out of whack with reality. You know, is he going to say that Alan Rose is, Ted is a valid trustee? If he's gonna, and you see how Bill, Peter was confused if it was civil or criminal fraud yesterday. Well, who the hell cares? It's fraud. Call it what you will. Let the judge call, but notify the police, the authorities, whoever you have to, that, hey, stop these guys right in their tracks, and there's all this missing property. And instead of doing that, and that's what we thought he was doing, and Peter was going to get with the sheriff. We were going to try to get the sheriff over to Peter. You know, all these good things, but nobody's done anything except Brian filing that Ted's not valid in Shirley's trust construction.
Well, send me that trial, whatever notice you got on that, where it references Simon's estate or trust in hearing a Shirley matter.
Okay. I didn't send it to you yesterday? I'll send it again.
I didn't see anything from you yesterday, I don't think, did I?
Really?
I thought you were sending that to me yesterday, but I didn't, you know.
Maybe I sent it to myself.
Yeah.
No, trust me, my phone line.
You need my email address, Kevin?
See here, I'll take it down.
Alright, send it to WESGATOR. WESGATOR, Westgator@msn.com.
Oh, okay, yep.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, perfect.
And I'll tell you guys what time I sent it yesterday.
And that way, if you can put
Kevin, I sent it. I don't know again
if it was that written you're referring to a reference to a PD to a link online, or was that an actual hard copy document? If it was, just send me that. I'd like to just go into those pages.
Yeah, hold on. I'm sending it right now to you. Bill, I did send it to Kevin yesterday, a letter addressed to you, but I didn't include you. So.
What's that? What was that called?
I sent it to you. It's called 2015-02-17 Answer Affirmative Defenses O'Connell States Does Not Valid.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but alright, so I've got that. I'm looking for, can you resend their claim, their construction claim, how Rose put it in. I know where O'Connell puts his answer in.
Oh, you want the actual complaint that was filed?
Yeah, why don't you resend Rose's complaint?
Well, you have that all, I think, in the master docket of that case, if you want, but I can send it again if you want. Hold on. I've got it at my fingertips.
I don't know how you find all this stuff.
Because, Bill, I'm digitally non-human. I'm something from the ether world. I live in a different data structure. Strange. Hold on. Okay. Here is Alan's. Yeah, this is the complaint. It's the first one in note.
Yeah, clearly filed in Shirley.
What is? Yeah, O'Connell's statement.
Answer.
Yeah. Please, this is a scam. These kind of things, Bill, you know, I got to point out as fraud to people. This is like crazy.
Well, send me what you're looking at so I can see it as
okay.
Well.
Did you just get it?
Over to Peter.
Did you get it? Because it left my box now. So now
did I get it? I'm not at the computer right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting out on the back porch. My wife's in the house with the air conditioning down sub-zero.
Okay, do you have the actual trust complaint? And then let me see if I've got, Kevin, Did you say you wanted as a PDF document or a link, Bill?
PDF documents are easier for me to look at and retain and name and stuff.
Okay.
But Bill, if you just look at the first page, you'll see at the top left of the caption, it's Ted Bernstein as trustee of the Shirley Bernstein Trust Agreement. And then if you look at the first line of text below the parties, answering affirmative defense, Brian O'Connell as successor personal representative of the estate of Simon. So he's coming in through Simon and filing in Shirley. And I think this is part of where they really played a game, to be honest with you, is the back and forth, obviously. But, you know, he's clearly filing in Shirley as part of Simon. Because, and I guess it's because Rose filed in Shirley, bringing up Simon.
So right now, Bill, Brian O'Connell hasn't even notified the Simon Trust case or the Simon Estate case that Ted's not a valid trustee.
That's almost impossible for me to understand and believe, but I hear you.
And then he might not be there to argue that point at the trial. He might just disappear and they try to say, oh, that's hearsay, where's Brian, blah, you didn't bring him with, blah, you know. I mean, we know what's coming from if that thing ever happens.
But the strange thing is when he actually asserts his affirmative defense, he's saying that Ted is not the trustee of the Simon Trust, even though he's filing it in the Shirley Trust on behalf of the Simon Trust. I mean, if you talk about convoluted, you know.
You know, if you can see how non-lawyer people like me are confused.
Listen, I'm confused, Phil. And believe me, I've been through every, you know, word game, mental gymnastic, you know, whatever you want to call it, and this is, you know.
Well, and I'll tell you, Bill, Kevin's scariest part, and this bothers me the most about Kevin at this point, reason I'd like to get rid of him from my life, is because, you know, I've been on the sideline on the colon document of 2010. But I think when you see that document come to light shortly, you're going to be convinced, like me and Kevin, which is why I'm bothered with him, that Shirley may have been murdered. And it's cause to pull her up and test if she has heavy metals. And now we're talking a double homicide, estate theft, blah. And
out of curiosity, Elliot, do you know whether your mom would self-medicate or did she rely on someone to bring her pills when she should take them?
I know that Rachel, on the day she died, was giving her pills.
And you know she was on monstrous dose of prednisone.
Yes. No, listen, Bill, she might have died from all natural causes, and that's a beautiful thing. But the document, the problem you'll see exposed here in a minute, is indicative that the crimes might have begun before she died.
And what I'm saying, Elliot, is if she was used to taking prednisone at high levels, and somebody accelerated that dosage, it would have thrown her system into hyperdrive. And as I understood it, she had a pulmonary embolism, I think, didn't she?
I didn't know. I thought she, you know, maybe, yeah.
Where something, an artery or something in her lung blew, and she was blowing blood out of her mouth and her nose.
Yes. And
And could that occur if her dosage should have been 75 milligrams just to make up a number, and they doubled it to 150 and she didn't know the difference?
Okay, you're scaring me, and I might want to get you out of my life soon. That's a scary statement. Because we know, Bill, even worse, is that's exactly what they were doing to Cy right before he died. They took him up on prednisone, way up, then took him down. Nobody knew what was going on. He's having these headaches. I'm taking him for brain scan. You know, what the hell? And they're messing with that prednisone. It's super high, pulling him right off it. He was upside down, left side, right. He didn't know where he was.
And you know that prednisone, I'm trying to reconstruct timelines, but it seems like she needed to go on the prednisone after she made her trip to Chicago and sat outside at night and watched Julia's soccer match.
Right.
Didn't she come back and develop some sort of a...
Yeah, yeah.
...lung issue? And
yep, and she went to Pam's, Scooter's uncle... At the Harvard, you know, guy clinic, Bruce, whatever his name is, the head of oncology at Harvard.
Well, that was before. They went up there in the late summer. She then came back from that after spending a month or two up there with Cy, and they came back. And
oh, okay, your memory's good.
She made a trip up to Chicago.
Yep.
Went to a night soccer game, came back to Florida from that. And I just remember how frustrated Cy was because he was trying to convince her not to go. And, you know, she got what she wanted. She went. And then she came back, and it seemed like she was sick. I don't know if it was pneumonia or bronchitis or upper respiratory or something, but at that point it seemed like, and I know she may have been on prednisone before that, but it seems like she was put on these big-time doses of prednisone to try to get whatever was going on under control. That's my recollection, obviously.
Well, if she comes back with triple arsenic, I'm going to be plenty concerned. And I'll tell you, these documents, and it bothers me, and I've hated it since day one. That's why when Colin said that signature on the Oppenheimer Trust transfer of trusteeship was his signature, I said, you sure you want to say that? Because I'm saying, A, me and my wife did not sign those documents. We never were a part of those documents. We didn't even know Spallina at that time. I don't know how we witnessing my signature. So I'm not even here. So what is going on here? I'm telling you, this ties a lot of people together. I think you'll see that this is this could be we're going to look at Shirley and see what happened, and we're going to look deep and see if it's a double homicide. And you know, there's a lot of reasons. You got to remember, Stanford is blowing at this time. There's all kinds of concurrence. I don't know if you've seen that Proskauer and Chadbourne and Willis all lost their appeal to the Supreme Court to not face the liability music of the entire loss of Stanford. But here we are. Marty Colin just said he's affirming these documents that me and you know are bullshit because the timeline of Tracy Kradish is not true. Well, they're saying they were pulling that fraud back in 2010 before Shirley died. Those documents are dated prior. Colin's affirming that's his signature in 2010. Although the judge's signature has no name underneath it, it looks like Marty's. It's the first order in Florida where they don't sign with their names.
Well, whatever, the evidence will take the case where it has to go, I guess.
Well, part of where we're going, Bill, is, you know, when we're trying to, I think Kevin's been trying to ask you and Peter, and I've been a little bit concerned because, you know, this is very concerning. Which path are you coming? Are you coming, you know, if we're going in to the fourth DCA, are you going to put something in there, you know, A, identifying to the court that Brian O'Connell's failing to notify the court, as he's supposed to do, that he's already made a statement that somebody's not valid in conducting improper defenses and pleadings.
Whatever you think you need to have put into the fourth DCA, again, give me a sentence.
All right, so let us let you go.
Why are we doing this? Okay. Why not?
Okay, I appreciate that.
I'm not driving the train, but I'm certainly going to, you know, be a conductor on it and try to get it to go where we want it to go.
Okay, good. Good. I want to go to the settlement conference, Bill, because I think I'm at $200 million now, and free and clear house and a few other terms, and they can walk out of all this. Otherwise, we're going to war, and their best guys, Spleena and Tesher, are already coming in crippled. Alan Rose is missing his arms and legs. All right, we'll let you talk. We'll send you over a letter. Kevin, anything else?
No, thank you very much. And thank God that communications were a lot better on this call.
Yeah, they're much better. So I just thought we would be several hours trying to get through our clean lines. It looks like we finished it up, so that's good.
Oh, wait, Kevin, wait. Kevin, did you talk? You talked to Bill about, voiding the orders, benefits. Okay, gets him back in surely. Okay, all right, good. I just wanted to.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Guys. All right. I'll look for that stuff and talk to you.
Thanks, Bill. Say hi to Eileen.